So let's do some meditation. This is happy half hour at Dhammaloka, otherwise known as Club Med, Nolamara. So we close our eyes and we bring our attention to right now. We're here. For me, the last 2 weeks I've been opening my eyes and what time zone am I in, what city am I in, what country am I in. So now mindfulness, you're here in Dhammaloka Buddhist Center, Nolamara, Western Australia, Southern Hemisphere, planet Earth. Where was it? Solar system. Third stone from the sun. I go on like that. But you're here right now. So bring your attention to this moment. It's like you're coming home. With all of the busyness and things we have to do and talk about, and we just bring all of that attention, like you've come home from work. This is your place, a place of kindness, rest, a place of peace. Otherwise it's not a real home. A place where you can feel love, acceptance. You don't have to prove yourself. This is called your inner home, where we go in meditation. So here you are with your body. It's your first room, the outermost room of this thing we call our body and mind, our home. So check your body. How's your legs feeling? It's a good way of establishing mindfulness by just asking. Legs, how are you? Knees, how are you? If you've got sore knees. Sometimes I meditate for many hours and always check my knees to make sure they're comfortable to begin with. And then they're pretty comfortable throughout. If I just am heedless and pass over a little part of my body, then it tells me afterwards by being achy or pain. So check your whole legs. And then your butt. Making sure that your bottom is well positioned on the chair or on the cushion, on the stool, wherever you happen to be sitting. Check. Buttocks, how are you? And only if you can be clear, they're saying, yeah, I'm okay, you can move up. If they're not, stop and care. What we call kindfulness. And then move up the body, your back. Sometimes I sit on a chair, lean back. Today there's no chair. I feel fine, I'm just stretching the back, making it comfortable. But I'm really aware of how my back is positioned. To make sure that everything is in its right place. That is called kindness, wisdom. When I practice mindfulness together with kindness and wisdom, I don't have any problem with my back, it's comfortable. But I do check my shoulders and learn how to relax them. but just keeping my awareness just in one small area. It's like zooming in on my shoulders. You can feel them. You can notice how they change, what I need to do to relax. And this trial and error, you feel the relaxation happening, and you learn how to ease the body, especially your shoulders, relaxing at will. Sometimes you get it wrong, you try something else, and soon you learn how to take any part of your body and bring some peace and ease to it. As simple as just loosening a string on the guitar so it's not tight, but loose. Then we go down our arms, our hands. How's your hands now? Moving up the body from the hands back to the neck. How can you make your neck and throat more comfortable? Whatever works, experiment. And through trial and error and the feedback which mindfulness gives us, we can learn how to relax. And then we're aware of our facial muscles. I say this because I notice if I'm tired, you can feel it around your face. People tell me that you can read a face, their anger, their fear, their kindness, their joy, because the muscles move in a different way. But now I'm reading my muscles of my face, feeling them, especially around the eyes and the mouth, and how to relax them. To relax them really deeply. And I can feel those muscles loosening. I can feel the mouth not scrunching up. Every time I find a part of my face which is tight, I loosen it. So everything is flowing peacefully, naturally, without any obstructions. I am aware of my whole body. Relaxed to the max. I really mean that. I do know how to relax to the max. And it feels good. Become aware of the delight of relaxation. I stay with that delight. Beautifully relaxed body. And then you go beyond the body into your mind, your emotional world. Look at your peaceometer. How do you feel? How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is peaceful, 10 is really agitated. Now you are mindful of one of the most important parts of your mind, how peaceful or how agitated it is. Just how you relax your body. How can you relax your mind to make it more and more peaceful? Simple clues like being in this moment, being here, being kind, relaxes, not expecting anything or asking anything, but developing this beautiful contentment, just happy to be here. Like some of the deep spiritual experiences one can have. You don't want to be anywhere else at any other time with any other person. You can see that in contentment is a sense of stillness and peace. It doesn't need to be perfect to be content. If you wish to be aware of your breathing, please do so. Breathing in peace without let go. But always carry the contentment and the peace with you into breathing. And never force your attention onto your breath or onto anything, but to allow your attention to join with this moment, with the breath, because it likes to. Peace is very attractive. Let the mind be pulled in to peace. I'm now going to be quiet for about 10 minutes until the end of the meditation. It is getting close to the end of the meditation. So don't move yet. Just to feel from inside the results of this meditation. Experience it yourself. How's your body? How's it changed? Has it relaxed? And what does relaxation feel like? It's one of the reasons I pointed out the delights of a relaxed body. How healthy and peaceful it feels. It's delightful. You do the same to your mind. Just watching the breath go in, watching it go out. Simple, at ease, delightful. And stay with that delight. Stay all evening. But there's people tuning in from overseas, so I'll now ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong, please come out from your meditation. There we go.